What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
Awesome, man. So let's talk about your process of writing a book. Like, what does that look like?
Great question, man. Dude, you're doing a great job. So, you know, it's been different for the other book. So the first book, Ask More, Get More, was a bit of a stream of consciousness. I just started writing stories down when the working title was What Makes You So Different, like I'd mentioned earlier, from all my family members. And I would just write these stories down and think about some of the things that I did that was different. And one of the big things was for me was I just thought, you know, differently than most. And I'm not even sure where I got that from. I think actually, if I had to really kind of really dive into it, it came from truly actually my mom and dad, and then coaches and teachers, you know. So I started writing that book and it just turned into something. And at first it was junk. Like it wasn't good. But then I gave it to some people and I said, hey, can you read this for me and just, you know, give me your feedback and just edit it. So I like printed it up, you know, at like a Kinko's. I didn't put it up on Amazon because I just wanted to just print it up and give it to people and have them give me feedback. So that took some time. And then I got it to a point where I'm like, all right, well, let me get an editor. So I got an editor that, you know, I ran it through their system, so to speak. And they were like, yeah, this is pretty good. And then I was like, all right, well, you know, now I think I want to take it to the next level of getting an actual publisher. And Grant Cardone's first publisher is Greenleaf Publishing. So I said, well, if it's good enough for Grant, it's good enough for me. I reached out to them and they're the only ones that I reached out to. And they came back with a 26 page yes, meaning they said, we're going to do it, but let me tell you all the things that's wrong with your book and how we're going to fix it. Literally 26 pages of explaining like what they were going to do. Ultimately, they said I needed to rewrite the book. So in that scenario, you get the book deal. You kind of rework the book, rewrite the book. I had an editor that they assigned me to, and I worked with that editor almost on a daily basis. But at the same time, I'm running a business. I was talking to an entrepreneur earlier today and coaching him on his book writing process. And he was worried about the fact that he's running a business and he doesn't have time to write the book. There's plenty of time to write the book. You don't have to sit down and spend, you know, 10 hours a day to write it. You can just block out time. Or if an idea just comes to you, you can just record it, like on your notes, on your recording notes on your phone, or you could actually write in your notes on your phone. Or if you happen to be at a computer, you can just start writing. And then you just kind of keep track of that stuff. And then it's at some point you put it all together into one document and then you just kind of work it. Like I'm an author now, but I wasn't an author then. And I didn't know anything about the process. I just knew that I had a story that I wanted to tell that I felt as though that could help people, that could actually truly add value. And it would certainly boost my profile too. So that's how it starts. You just start, you know, and a lot of people have that, like, what do I do? How do I start? You just start. You don't worry about sentence structure. You don't worry about grammar. You don't worry about spelling errors. You don't worry about any of that stuff. You don't worry about the fact that, you know, you're telling a story about a family member that really puts them in an unsavory light. You know, you just write. And then you get to the point where it's truly in a book format and you look at it and say, all right, cool. Like now we can publish it. Now we can put it out to the public and feel good about it. So that's kind of how I wrote my first two books. My last book, Blueprint to Business, actually was, the audio was done first. And really what it was my podcast. A lot of times I'll just go straight to Mike about an idea. And so, you know, I had a bunch of these different podcasts built up that was just me, no guest, just talking about particular subjects. And I was like, wow, there's a theme here, you know? And I said to one of the people that worked for me, I said, let's get all that stuff transcribed and let's put it in a quote book format and let's just see what it looks like. And, you know, it was a lot of words and it was, to me, it looked very, you know, fairly organized, but it was raw, man. Like it needed a lot of work, you know? And so, but I started there. So I started recording it first and then I submitted it to my publisher because I had a two book deal with them. They said, yeah, we like it. And then what they did was, again, they assigned me an editor and we just kind of went through the process. So if you're going to write a book, you know, depending on, you know, kind of how you do it, especially if you write it yourself, you know, it's going to take, you know, several months and sometimes, you know, several years. Everyone's process is a little bit different, but I would say to people who are thinking about writing a book, if you're looking the fastest way to write a book, it would be to record it. There's my Massachusetts accent. Record it, then transcribe it, and then from there you can get in and, you know, kind of work it, you know, on the keyboard.
Awesome, man. That'll save people a whole massive amount of time. And I know that some of the sections in my book I actually talked, recorded, and transcribed as well. So I can vouch for that method myself.
There you go. Yeah.
So, man, so I know you're working on another book now. It's called Bestseller Secrets, correct?
It is, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, so I wrote that. Secrets. Yeah, so I wrote that one. It's interesting, man, kind of like what happened is so, you know, when I first run, I wrote my first book, Ask More, Get More, built up a pretty large marketing company. We've done some amazing things and just, you know, just crushed it in a bunch of different areas. And I said, you know, I'm going to take my traditional marketing know-how and we're going to add some, you know, gasoline on it and fuel to the fire. We're just going to crush it. We're going to be a number one New York Times bestseller. Like, it wasn't even a question. Like, that was, it was just going to happen. Right. And, I was, crushed, and hurt when my book came out because it did not hit the New York Times. It did not do that. I, you know, we did some good things with it, but we didn't get to the levels that we needed to. And as an entrepreneur, you know, a lot of times, obviously, if we have temporary defeats or what some people call failures, we go back at it again and say, all right, how, you know, what can I do differently? And I did that over and over and over again. And I learned the hard way a lot of times. And I spent literally millions of dollars, not just on my first book, but all of my books, trying to figure it out, trying to figure out the process of not only marketing books, because marketing a book and selling a book and those two together are different than any other product or service that I've ever seen. And so what I figured out was, is there is a system, just like everything else in this world, there is a methodology that if it's implemented properly, for any book in any genre and in any type of platform, whether you're self-published, whether you're with what they call a vanity publisher or a hybrid publisher, or whether you're with a traditional publisher, there are just certain things that need to be implemented properly in order to achieve quote success, which means for me, truly becoming a bona fide, legitimate bestseller. Now, if that means for you, you want to be a number one bestseller on Amazon in one category, cool. Like, if that's success for you, that's great. We can do that for you. If you want to be a number one bestseller on Amazon in three categories, dozens of categories, if you want to be ranked, you know, in the top 25 books against all books in the world on Amazon, which is a big deal. If you want to be the number one book on barnesandnoble.com, I just figured it out. And there are a lot of other services out there. But one of the things that I figured out was, is that because I have a marketing company, because we have a large database, we developed this internal system. I call it a closed loop marketing system that just works over and over and over again. And then the crazy part was, is I was on a podcast like yours. Someone must have heard it. And I'd never done this for anybody else, right? I only did it for myself. And they reached out to me and said, look, I have a client. I charged them $15,000 just to be an Amazon bestseller. Now, that's not a crazy price, but I think it's a little high. And he wants to be a Wall Street Journal USA Today bestseller. He's a businessman. He's got a radio talk show on AM. He wants to syndicate it. He wants to be a speaker and increase his speaking fees. Can you do it? And I was like, well, I've never done it for anybody else. So let me just be open, honest, and candid with you there. But I've done it for myself over and over again, and I just know it works. So if you're willing to take that risk, which was, by the way, was a six-figure risk, yeah, let's do it. You know, and there are no guarantees in life. There's no, like, you can't guarantee that type of stuff. You, as far as, Wall Street, USA Today, New York Times, you can get the numbers, but guaranteeing it is, if anybody guarantees it, you just run as fast as you can, because those lists are curated, meaning there are people behind it. So my book, Bestseller Secrets, which, by the way, I had publishers and authors ask me not to publish, is literally everything I've done. And some of this stuff is in, you know, you hear these terms on Clubhouse of black hat or Trojan horse marketing or growth hacking and things like that. It's really none of that stuff, but it's leveraging the systems that are in place, that are out there for people to your advantage. You know, so I told somebody when I wrote my first book that I wasn't going to game the system. And they said, well, that's great, but in order to win you need to at least play in the game. And so when you see some of these big time authors and, you know, that are in number one bestsellers, most of them are either celebrities or they're musicians or they're somehow in the public eye, they're politicians. So you're competing with them. And so if you're not famous like me, you know, you maybe have some acclaim, you have a decent Instagram following or whatever, but you're just not famous. You need to figure out a way to leverage what you have and also leverage the systems that are in place. And so I put that all together in my book, Bestseller Secrets. By the way, it's bestsellersecretsbook.com. I give the information away for free. And, you know, a la Gary V, and I'll just be candid with your listeners, like most of you, and I say this right in the book, I tell everybody exactly what I've done. And actually most people can in fact do it if they wanted to do it, but they won't. Why? They're busy. They just don't want to learn it. And that's okay. But I just kind of show people like, here it is. Like, this is what I've done. And if you want to implement it, cool. I'm happy for you because I know what it's like to write a book and then nothing happens. I know what it's like to write a book and your family members don't buy it or they don't review it for you or all the things that you would just assume that a family member would do. So that's why I wrote Bestseller Secrets. And by the way, I wrote it actually a couple of years ago. Again, they asked me to shelve it, which I did. And now I'm bringing it back out because I feel as like there is a need. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of, I mean, look, I saw this company today and this guy's like, you know, has like this author academy and all these things and how to become a bestseller and all this other stuff, but he's not even an author. And then I saw another one, the guy was an author, but his book hasn't done shit. And I was like, it drives me crazy. It's like, you know, if you're going to teach somebody how to do something, you should have at least done it yourself. And that's why I wrote Bestseller Secrets.
I love that, man, because that's actually exactly why we wrote the Limitless Expansion Secrets book, because we saw so many things in the marketing industry and just in general, like people that were teaching people how to build online businesses. And they were I feel like people literally overcomplicate things just so that you have to pay them to do it or just so you have to go buy their course. And it's literally simple systems that people just don't understand how to use yet.
Right. And then, you know, and a lot of times, again, you know, because we are busy or we're kind of, you know, we got blinders on or what have you, we would just rather have somebody else do it for us. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And so I realized that there's a need for like, you know, a company and someone like me who has a background in doing it over and over and over again. I've been really quiet about it too. And be like my book, you know, it's bestsellersecretsbook.com. Like that website, I've owned it for a while. It wasn't up and active until just recently because you couldn't find it on my websites. Like in my personal pages is michaelalden.net. You couldn't find it on my company websites. It just wasn't a part of my business, you know, but this is actually turning into a business now. And you know, it comes down to that thing too, right? If you're passionate about it, like I'm super passionate about it. I'm passionate about my primary business, which is selling health and wellness products to help people as well. But I'm also super passionate about this. So I'm kind of going down these two parallel paths in this book, you know, world, has really kind of opened up my horizons and saying, wow, there's just a real need, for it, out there. Cause you know, look, there's all these courses people can buy and all this other crap out there, quite frankly, but I give you the information. Here it is. Here's the playbook. Do it yourself. Or if not, you can just hire us to do it for you. And I'm not going to charge you crazy money like some of these companies are that are out there doing it. It's just, it can be done in a cost-effective way.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.